cried, for Chuck cried rather easily.
It is I, the energy hog, over here,
said a voice. Now, an energy hog is what you have when people waste energy. Chuck ran to tell his family.
There's a hog in our house,
exclaimed Chuck.
That's no way to talk about your Aunt Melba,
said his mother, and sent him to his room.
That does it,
said Chuck. He raced to his computer and logged on to energyhog.org.
I'll just have to get rid of it myself.
At energyhog.org, Chuck played cool games and learned to use energy wisely. He learned that by switching to better light bulbs, he had the power to rid the cottage of the evil energy hog forever.
I'm leaving, but I shall return,
vowed the hog.
Don't count on it, bacon breath,
vowed Chuck. And the moral of the story is, to use energy wisely, log on to energyhog.org, or a switch in time, save swine.
This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, tell me, sisters. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, tell me, sisters. Please do not beg, hope for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember that. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that the blow that the blow made.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can you listen?
Truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equality.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call after your holidays. Although they're still going on, we still have a few more days left here. Good morning, everyone. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. you need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up. Get up. Get to me. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. We have so much stuff to talk about. So, your holidays were good? If they were, you're not the only one that knows about it. Apparently, you don't need to call grandmama or mama or daddy or granddaddy. Our good government is all you got to do is contact our government to find out what's going on with your families, because apparently, they've been spying on more of us than we knew. And that, ain't that some stuff? Ain't that some stuff? The National Security Agency has traced and analyzed large volumes of telephone and internet communications flowing into and out of the United States as part of the eavesdropping program. Why doesn't the Times, the liberal newspaper, call it what it is? They're spying on us. They're not eavesdropping. Your little brother, when you're talking to your boyfriend on the phone, standing outside the door, that's eavesdropping. When they go in and tap into your phone without a warrant from a judge, and this is your government, that's spying. The volume of information harvested from telecommunication data and voice networks without court-approved warrants is much larger than the White House has acknowledged. And it was collected by tapping directly into American citizens' telecommunications main arteries. The NSA, how do you spell Nazis? One of the letters is an N, right? One of the letters is an A, right? And when you put them all together collectively, there's an S up in there too, right? The Nazis have gained the cooperation of American telecommunications companies to obtain backdoor access to streams of domestic and international communications. Now, for those of you that are, historical buffs, for those of you that just were awake during your history class or took a class in college on Nazi Germany, or at least passed over that history. Those of you that have been to the Holocaust Museum, what was the first thing that, one of the first things that Adolf Hitler did to control Germany? It was one of the first things that he did. One of the first things that he did was got control over the media. One of the second things that he did was to spy on the citizens. And one of the third things that he did was create a database for us. Now tell me which of those things our NSA has not done. Help me with this, because I don't know everything. But they're spying on us without a warrant. And American telecommunications companies let them do it. Now, they're saying that law enforcement and judicial officials familiar with the program are concerned. Really? One of the issues of concern pertains to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. and they've reviewed some of these separate warrant issues. I mean, the applications that came out of the NSA. And the question is whether the court has legal authority over calls outside the United States that happen to pass through American-based telephone switches. So here's what we have going on here. We have an administration that has been stymied. Stymied by its efforts to have people judged an enemy combatant. Remember that phrase? Here's how lawless these sons of guns are. Okay, here's how lawless they are. And this will help explain to your underscore to you why these fellas, these people that feel very comfortable spying on American citizens and are very adamant about wanting to continue to spy. These fellas that didn't find Saddam Hussein and ain't never going to find Osama bin Laden. These guys. They picked up somebody as a enemy combatant, right? Jose Padilla. Held him for, 3 years? Without charges. Held him in, and by the way, Jose is an American citizen, so all y'all out there that think that you're protected because you're an American, maybe you can't bank on that no more. So, Jose has been held for 3 years. Now, his attorneys have managed to file a case, and the case is fixing to head towards the Supreme Court. You know what this administration did? This administration attempted to drop the federal charges against Jose and bring him into state court on completely different charges than they held him as with an enemy combatant. Now, why would they do that? I thought he's a threat to national security. I thought we had to have him secreted away in the military confines, the bowels of some military brig somewhere. Because he's a bad news bear, right? How can you now charge him with things unrelated to terrorism? Oh, yeah. As the judge noted in the Jose Padilla case, he said, first of all, wait a minute, no. I got to get this right, Howard. In a word, no, I'm not going to let you do that. I'm not going to let you do that. You are not going to transfer Jose Padilla to state court. In a word, no. And you know what else? This conservative district, this conservative judge says, you know what? Appears to me, Spanky, that you all are trying to get him out of federal court because you don't want the Supremes to rule on the illegality of your enemy combatant position. That's what it appears on. We ain't stupid. In a word, no. We keeping them in federal court. Major spanking to this administration. So what does that have to do with all of us being spied upon? Let me throw some stuff out at you. This administration is... I'm not a doctor, not a medical doctor. I'm not a specialist in heredity. I'm not a specialist in genetic disorders. Although having a show like this brings you in contact with a lot of folks that appear to be the recipients of genetic disorders. But well, I'm not a specialist in this, but I'm going to throw this out here. It appears that this administration is genetically precluded from following the law. They are genetically, it is in their genes. Lawlessness is in their genes. What was that Spike Lee movie? The girl can't help it. These folks can't help it. That's why we got to help them up out of there. The reason why they spied on you on your phones is because they knew if they went to the courts for the warrants that they would have to file to get access to your records, the courts would say no. So they said, bump the courts. We don't need no stinking courts. We are the law. We are the law. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-660. We are the law. We are the law. You want to know how much they lie? When they were pressed last week, they said, my executive order allowing eavesdropping, spying without warrants was limited to monitoring international phone calls and email communications involving people with known links to Al-Qaeda. Huh. 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 What has not been known publicly is that the NSA, the Nazi technicians, besides actually eavesdropping, spying on specific conversations, have combed through large volumes of phone and internet traffic in search of what they call patterns that might point to terrorism suspects. It's a large data mining operation. So how the... Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Tell me. Help me. Help me help you. Isn't that the reason why we have warrants to prevent this kind of crap from happening? Isn't that the purpose of a warrant? So that police just can't just go round people up and just start talking to them. We're not going to go out there and investigate anything. We're just going to just go look at some folks and decide, you know, we need to talk to these folks. Bump a warrant, bump a judge. We don't need to do any of that. They call it pattern analysis. You know what I call it? I can't say on the air what I call it. But it has a couple of the letters that the word Nazi has in it. Nazis. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And there's more. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And the toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways. Get up. Get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You know who was comfortable with the spying? You want to know who was comfortable with this spying? Colin Powell. Colin Powell says, I really wouldn't call it spying. I'm telling you, folks. I'm telling you. We're in troubled times. We're in troubled times. They're spying on you. I know that I've been spied on, because anybody that's made international calls has been spied on by this government. You proud to be an American? With a government that goes to the media and tells the media not to tell you stories, is spying behind your back, lies to you about the amount of spying, and then says we're going to continue spying no matter what you say. Huh. 454-0400 is my phone number. We're going to take a break, y'all. My name is Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Stay with me.
Were killed and hung because of their plight for freedom and for dignity. They died for me and they died for you. This is for them to know that, yes, We are still fired up, and we're still talking about revolution.
Every one of you, my dear brother, when you go home, here's what I want you to do. We must belong to some organization that is working for and in the interest of the uplift and the liberation of our people. Go back. Join the NAACP if you want to. Join the Urban League. Join the All African People's Revolutionary Party. Join us. Join the Nation of Islam. Join Bush. Join the Congress of Racial Equality. Join SCLC, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. But we must become a totally organized people. And the only way we can do that is to become a part of some organization that is working for the uplift of our people. We must keep the local organizing committees that made this event possible. We must keep them together. Go back and join the local organizing committee. And then all of us as leaders must stay together and make the National African American Leadership Summit inclusive of all of us. Now, many of the people that's in this house right here are put there by the margins of the black vote. So, in the next election, we want to see who in here do we want to stay? And who in here do we want to go? That's all. We want to show them.
Good morning, St. Louis. 32 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Carrie. Northbound 55 between 270 and 4500 South Broadway. Everything's on the move. Eastbound 44 between Antire and the Merrimack River Bridge looks good. Eastbound 40 from Chesterfield Parkway all the way into Spady. Nothing to report there. Eastbound 70 from 370 to the Air City Expressway looks good. Northbound 270 from Sappington to Big Bend. Everything is on move there. Westbound 270 from Lilac to Washington Elizabeth. Nothing to report. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge. Everything seems to be on the move there as well. Westbound 64 before the 5570 split looks good. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing. Nothing to report there. Northbound Route 3 before the PSB. Everything is on the move. Old Halls Ferry between Dunn and Whisper Lake Drive. The crews are widening the road there, so you can expect some delays. Northbound Illinois Route 13 and 15, there's road construction. Intermittent daytime closures will go on from Rogers Drive all the way to the 13-15 split. Also, Illinois 158 to 64, there's bridge maintenance operations. You can expect lane closures, as well as Illinois 64 between west between Highway 50 and 158. Look for various lane closures going on as well. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Carey. Carey Nourishing Shea Butter Lotion is trusted therapy that deeply conditions and nourishes elbows, knees, and everywhere else. Skin thirsts for moisture, leaving your skin feeling healthy and smooth. Try Carey today. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. For today, look forward to not quite as cool, sunny in the morning, then becoming cloudy by this afternoon with a high around 60. This evening, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of showers, a low in the lower 40s. Wednesday, cooler, cloudy, 50% chance of rain, the high in the upper 40s. Wednesday evening, colder, mostly cloudy, patchy drizzle in the evening, with a low in the lower 30s. Then on Thursday, partly sunny with a high only in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 37 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 34 under clear skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the top of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Ever hear of the Restore?
Yeah, where is it?
3763 Forest Park Avenue, east of Vanaventer, west of Spring.
What's in the Restore?
It's an eclectic mix of new and used building materials.
Like cabinets, stoves, hardware?
Absolutely. Everything from windows and doors to the kitchen sink, and then some.
And your purchases benefit Habitat for Humanity St. Louis, right?
Yes, they do.
I gotta check this out. When's the Restore open?
Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 4.
3763 Forest Park Avenue.
The Restore. Check it out.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920. WGNU.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@wgnu.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me from 2 to 4 every Monday through Friday afternoon on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. And stay tuned for today's solutions with David Lenihan from 4 to 6.
As the temperature outside starts to dip, the ASPCA reminds you to think about your pet's safety and recommends the following guidelines to protect your companion animals. If your dog is sensitive to the cold due to age, illness, or breed type, take them outdoors only long enough to relieve themselves. Puppies do not tolerate the cold as well as adult dogs and may be difficult to housebreak during the winter. If your dog spends a lot of time engaged in outdoor activities, increase their supply of food, particularly protein, to keep their fur thick and healthy. Make sure your companion animal has a warm place to sleep, far away from drafts and off the floor. You should consider a dog or cat bed or basket with a warm blanket or pillow in it. The ASPCA's mission is to provide an effective means for the prevention of cruelty to animals throughout the United States. Visit www.aspca.org for more information about the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Hold on, turn on your television. I'm watching Martin Luther King, who had a dream. Oh, so take this dream and apply it to your life. Even though we know the ghetto's rah-rah, but we got to keep your head up. Cause a new day will come. And love to the sun, even when the darkness shall come. Oh, 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 oh,
oh,
oh, oh, oh.
Keep your head up, baby. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. All right. I'm going to share some of my holiday weekend with you all. I saw two movies over the weekend. And for those of you that are Battlestar Galactica fans like I am, woohoo, January 6th, the new series starts. Woohoo. Happy day. Now, two movies that I saw over the weekend. One was older. It's not a brand new movie, but it's new this year. And then the other one is brand new. I saw King Kong and I saw Crash. And I believe very strongly that you have to, that you cannot critically analyze a film. You can't critically analyze a film without looking at it, without an appreciation, if you will, without an understanding, without evaluating the film historically. You can't. Now, there are some folks out there, there are a lot of folks out there, who feel and live in a world that they have the luxury of, I don't have to look at anything historically. I can just go, a movie, just a movie. Well, no, it's not. No, you shouldn't. But I understand why you feel that you can't. It's not just a movie. No, it's not just a movie. Let me start with King Kong. Now, just to let you all know a little bit about me, I love movies. I have seen all of the Lord of the Rings, Return of the Kings, all of the Hobbit. I've seen them all many more times than I would ever admit to you. I own them all. I've watched them all many, many more times. I own them, and I still watch them when they come on cable. That's how I still do. And I knew there was a reason why I really, really liked the actor. What is his name? Ving Morrison, is that his name? Something like that. The star of the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Viggo. Mortensen, Viggo. I knew I liked him. I read an interview of his a couple of weeks ago. He said George Bush is racist. Nah, he shouldn't be in this war, and I ain't taking none of this back. I knew I liked him. And if you get a chance to go see the movie History of Violence, Lord. That's enough. Good movie, huh, Howard? Need to go see History of Violence. It's one of those head shaking. Oh my God, who? We live in a violent world, and how do you define violence? But that's okay. I am wandering off my path here. I want to talk to you about King Kong. Peter Jackson, the award winning. Director of all of the Lord of the Rings movies. I loved his work. Didn't see a single black person in Lord of the Rings. Not didn't see a single black person in it. I enjoyed the movies. King Kong. You have to appreciate it. You have to analyze it. You have to critically assess it. Historically. You have to be aware of, as one author has written, you have to be aware of the social, political, economic, psychological factors in order to assess what this film is about. King Kong, and it doesn't really take that much imagination to get what King Kong was about. I have a 100-year-old book at my home. I bought it at a book fair. It cost me quite a bit of money. Published here in St. Louis. The question on the cover, it was a 100-year-old book. Question on the cover, and it was a best-selling book. Africans. Man or beast. That was the discussion. It was a scientific discussion. Just understand where we are when you even raise the question. You got to ask the question of whether an African man is not human, a beast or man. If every person of African descent had a nickel or a hay penny, since we're in the holidays, a hay penny, for every time that a person of African descent has been compared to, described as, an ape or a monkey, heck, they're still doing it. One of our guests on Looking Black talked about how they throw bananas out on the soccer field in Australia when African soccer players come out to play. You don't have to go far historically, just go yesterday. go someplace yesterday. It is a, King Kong is a racist metaphor. It's about colonialism. It's about sex It's about black men, white women, and black people as beasts. And I saw the movie on yesterday. That's what it was when it was made. That's what it was about when it was made somewhere in the 1930s. How far have we come? We'll talk about that when I get back. My name is Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. We're going to take a break. Stay with me. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. I'll be back.
Update. Dateline Manila. Philippine authorities plan to file rape charges against four American Marines in connection with a sexual assault that took place against a 22-year-old woman last month. The four servicemen are in custody at the American Embassy in Manila. Officials say the attack took place November 1st at the former American naval base at Subic Bay inside a van. One of the men has admitted to having sex with the woman, but claims it was consensual. A male Filipino who drove the van is also facing charges in that case, but two other Marines who were initially charged in the crime have had those charges dropped. A local newspaper reported that the victim met the Marines at a karaoke bar, and then they enticed her into riding with them inside the van. Several hours later, she was discovered dumped alongside a road. And a Dateline Kabul. One of the leaders of the Taliban movement in Afghanistan said in an interview with the Associated Press over the weekend that he has over 200 fighters willing to become suicide bombers and launch attacks against American forces and their allies. The commander, Mullah Dadullah, says there is no chance of reaching any type of agreement with the government led by President Hamid Karzai. He also said the new parliament that was seated last week is nothing more than a puppet of the United States. Dadullah also said that suicide attackers will continue their holy war until the Americans and all their allies are out of the country. He also indicated that the Taliban is working closely with Al-Qaeda and that fighters from all parts of the world are helping his people in Afghanistan, and they compose about 10% of the opposition force. This past year has seen an increase in violence in the southern and eastern regions of the country, and over 1,500 people have been killed throughout Afghanistan. That's the highest figure in 4 years. Just within the last few months, there's been a noticeable increase in human bomb attacks, which could indicate the Taliban has started to adopt some of the tactics of the insurgents in Iraq. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update.
Now, the Lincoln Middle School Poetry Club.
Mothers and fathers and mothers and fathers. Mothers, daddy-os. We are your children, the apples of your eye. The acorns next to the tree. You've already given us so much, so we're not asking you to teach us Dutch. Just a phone call to our teacher.
Ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Or volunteering in our classroom. Any involvement in our school is cooler than cool.
Ice cold.
Because studies show a little participation in our place of education increases our chances for graduation.
And we like shiny caps and gowns.
A little involvement goes a long way. For ways to get involved in your child's school, join your local PTA or visit pta.org.
A message from the Ad Council and National PTA.
Has Steve Franklin been on your mind? Join him online at WGNU.net.
Oh, when the
Hello out there, radio land. This is Pastor A.A. Boyd, a proud pastor of the Holy Olivet Baptist Church. I come on this radio station every Saturday, the Glory Time broadcast from 7 to 7:30. Will you turn me on? You'll certainly be glad you did. And God bless you.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. This is Liz Brown. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax and my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Talking about King Kong. Talking about the racism of King Kong, the colonialism, the black men's sex. I mean, we have a huge black hairy monster, his unrestrained headlong pursuit of a blonde white woman. On top of the world's most phallic symbol. I mean, it touches on the standardized, racist, sexual myth of black men's sexual potency and his insatiable desire for white women. That's the message. And you got to understand when King Kong was released in 1933, the racial tension. We just had the 1990s race riots. We had and they broke out in Chicago. Chicago had the highest number of Klan members of any city in the United States of America at that time. Blacks were fighting back with machine guns on their cars, killing folks. And when you can, then the first scene of this movie, King Kong, that I went to see yesterday. I have to admit that the special effects were just extraordinary. Unbelievable. But the one scene. And after I had gone through and it's a roller coaster ride. The special effects are a roller coaster ride. People were laughing and screaming and all that kind of stuff. It was astounding and relentless. A special effects sequence. But after that's all said and done, the scene where Kong is captured and is sitting up on the stage in chains, to the amusement of all white audience, all white people. It can't ignore the imagery of that. And then the first scene of it, the bad guys in the movie, the super bad guys in the movie, were all black. The ones that captured her, I mean, we're talking about blacker than black people rolling their eyes and only the white showed. Kidnapping this pretty white woman. They were the bad guys. (Clears throat) How far have we... How far have we come? How far have we come? 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Sonia.
Yes, good morning and happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa to you.
Yes, I'm calling from the east side.
From the east side.
You know, Liz, I, like you, I love watching movies and the old ones and modern day. But, you know, King Kong is very, very special. I'm like you. I look for the overtones of different things in it. And because that was the only way people are able to make political statements. They did it through movies. And I believe, you know, that's where all the blacklisting and all that came from. But let me say this. You know, did you notice that when Faye Ray's character was taken out for Kong, did you notice that those men were not African men?
Mm-hmm.
Those are white men
mm-hmm.
with black faces.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, because, you know, a black man could not touch a white woman.
Well, and you look at the movie, The Birth of the Nation, A Birth of the Nation.
Oh, yeah.
The same thing. You had people of African descent. There were people of African descent in the film, but most of the people of African descent were white people with black face. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. I need to slow down Peter Jackson's 2005 film
mm-hmm.
because I believe at the end of the movie they had all of these people dancing, these people. It was a stage production, and it was on the stage when they had Kong there chained.
Okay.
And I swear to you that some of the people that were dancing on the stage mm-hmm. were white folks in blackface.
I would not be surprised. Seriously.
Mm.
Because, you know, in today's society, you know, we try to establish ourselves as the people that we know we are. And it has nothing to do with what white people think about us or what other blacks that don't believe in standing up for our rights and standing for what we know to be who we are. You know, it really throws me back, you know, because we're setting ourselves back if we think that way. And I refuse to, because we're great people, just like any other culture. And I think that's why we've been placed in that role so long, because we are the greatness. And we are, you know, because we do things that are so natural, Liz. We don't go to school to learn certain things. We just have it. Like you, I think you are so fabulous on the radio. This was not something that someone taught you to be able to do. This was something that was in you that came out, and it's just beautiful, and I just admire you so much.
Thank you so much. Happy Kwanzaa to you.
Happy Kwanzaa to you.
454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning. Good morning. You're on the wake-up call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. We need to talk about this. There was a drug. If you look up King, if you Google King Kong racist, you know how many hits there are? 497,000 hits. 497,000 hits that you can go to. It's bittersweet. I mean, I'm a huge movie fan. But if Peter Jackson had an opportunity to do something different, and he didn't. And he didn't. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We have much, much, much to talk about, and we're going to get to all of it. Stay with me.
It is time for us to use our power. We do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I
progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
Revolution in the air.
920 on your AM dial, WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Michael Barr. Thousands of supporters of Sunni Arabs and secular Shiite politicians marched through Baghdad streets. The demonstrations come as violence is increasing in Iraq. ABC's Heather Nauert has more from Baghdad.
Today, two U.S. soldiers were killed in insurgent attacks, but Americans aren't the only targets. Increasingly, Iraqi civilians and police are being targeted.
Five separate attacks in Baghdad just yesterday, killing at least eight people as insurgents try to destabilize the political process. One bomb going off at a crowded outdoor shopping market.
South Florida residents are breathing a sigh of relief after a suspected serial rapist who escaped from a Miami jail has been captured. The suspected Shenandoah rapist was caught last night after a tip to police. Robert Parker is with the Miami-Dade County Police.
The tipster will certainly be given the reward which was promised, and I think that reward is somewhere in the area of $36,000 right now. The tipster, of course, that person will remain anonymous, and they will receive the proceeds.
New Orleans police say they had no other choice but to fatally shoot a man who was waving a knife. Police say the man was lunging at them and wasn't fazed by pepper spray. Critics say excessive force was used. Retailers are hoping to make up for lackluster pre-holiday sales this week. Here's ABC's Pam Coulter.
Shirts and ties are being snapped up like crazy at the Brooks Brothers a few blocks from the White House thanks to prices slashed up to 40%. And down the street at Filene's basement, this woman was ready to spend.
We'll see. The bargains are there. I'm going to get them.
This man is just what retailers were hoping for.
He had a lot of excellent presents, which I did, and I thought I'd go out and pick out a little extra something.
After a one-day break for Christmas and Hanukkah, the shopping frenzy was underway again in full force. Pam Coulter, ABC News, Washington.
This is ABC News.
They are fit, over 55, and fabulous. And they are teaming up with celebrity photographer Joyce Tennyson to pose in a calendar to inspire women to treat osteoporosis, a disease that puts them and more than 44 million Americans at increased risk for broken bones. The calendar debuts on iVillage with support and assistance from Roche and GlaxoSmithKline. For your free calendar or for more information, go to iVillage.com/bonedivas or call 1-800-426-6482.
This Walmart opening has made a difference to a lot of people because this was a community that did need jobs.
When you lose your job, you're lost.
Walmart provided 450 jobs.
I think we really changed some lives when we opened this store.
And I'm glad to see that it happened here in Gastonia.
Now that we've built this place from the ground up, it's much closer to our hearts.
It gives us a real good sense of the future. Walmart will be there.
This is the store we needed as much as it needed us.
Turn out the lights, the party's over.
And it will end with a kneel down. And a prayer. That will do it for the 36-year history of Monday Night Football. That's the final play of the game.
Turn out the lights.
Last night, Al Michaels called the final ABC Monday Night Football game. Next year, the games will be broadcast on ESPN. There are brazen robbers, and there are knucklehead robbers, and there are brazen knucklehead robbers. Police in Berlin say they caught a man rummaging through the pockets of coats in the cloakroom during a Christmas party. What the guy didn't know was that the coats belonged to officers of the federal police that were having a party at a Berlin brewery. A police spokesman says the robber was definitely surprised. He didn't realize who he was dealing with. And police say he held a forged passport and was wanted for other offenses. Michael Barr, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Ryan-Meyer with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, two men are dead and a third is hospitalized after an accident on a Gasconade County lake. Authorities say the men took a boat out on Lost Valley Lake yesterday at the resort of the same name. The boat capsized. One man was able to swim to shore and is hospitalized in unknown condition. The two others drowned before rescuers could reach them. The names of the victims have not been released. Metro will begin holding a series of meetings next week to present a proposal for changes to the area's bus service. Now that bus service has been expanded in the northern and western areas of Metro's service, the agency is turning its focus south. Metro spokesperson Diane Williams says the meetings will look at how the cross-county Metrolink extension will change riding patterns.
What you'll see in January is a series of public hearings talking to people about what those things, what changes are going to happen with bus, and how we're going to integrate that southern corridor.
The first of the 17 meetings is set for January 4th at the East St. Louis Public Library. For more information on the proposed service changes and the upcoming meetings, log on to www.metrostlewis.org. Finally this hour, now that the gifts are open, local health officials say you can give a gift to the earth by recycling. Barb Holt of the St. Clair County Health Department says one way to be good to the environment for the holidays is to recycle your Christmas tree at one of St. Clair County's many drop-off sites. Other ways to reduce holiday waste include reusing gift bags and bows, recycling wrapping paper, and even using this year's holiday cards as next year's gift tags. For information on recycling your Christmas tree in St. Clair County, call 618-233-7769. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Carrie. Carrie Nourishing Shea Butter Lotion is trusted therapy that deeply conditions and nourishes elbows, knees, and anywhere else skin thirsts for moisture, leaving your skin feeling healthy and smooth. Try Carrie today. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, today of 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Friends on TBS. Westbound 44 at Grand, look for an accident. The right lane is blocked. There are no delays at this hour. Northbound 55 between Rivers Barracks and Gasconade, look for no problems report. Eastbound 44 from Chrysler all the way into Big Bend, no problems there. Eastbound 40 from Timberlake Manor to Hanley Road, everything's running smoothly. Eastbound 70 from Mid Rivers Mall all the way to Blanchett Bridge looks good. Northbound 270 at 44, traffic's lighter than normal this hour. Westbound 255 from Coke to 55, look for no problems there. Westbound 270 at 367 and 170, everything is running smoothly. Eastbound 40 between 11th Street and the last Missouri exit, the Broadway exit, that are bridge maintenance operations have the right lane closed. Also, the ramp is closed. You can use 11th Street to get around. Eastbound 70 at 79, look for heavy volume going on out there. Westbound 5570 to Poplar Street Bridge looks good. Westbound 64 to 5570 split looks good. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing, nothing to report. Northbound Illinois Route 3 at the Poplar Street Bridge, everything's on the move. Tesson Ferry at Wolf Drive, there's an injury accident. Goodfellow at Stratford, there's an injury accident as well. And Weber Road between Hildesheim and Kammerer, look for that to be blocked due to a fallen light pole. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Friends on TBS. Tonight on Friends, it's the one after the Super Bowl, part two. Rachel and Monica do what friends do best, fight over a guy. Find out who wins. Catch Friends tonight at 7 p.m. Central Time on TBS. Very funny. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, not quite as cool. Mostly sunny in the morning, becoming cloudy by the afternoon with a high around 60. This evening, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of showers with a low in the lower 40s. Wednesday, cooler, cloudy, 50% chance of rain with a high in the upper 40s. Wednesday evening, colder, mostly cloudy with patchy drizzle in the evening, the low in the lower 30s. And then on Thursday, partly sunny with a high in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU under clear skies, we have 37 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 36. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, drop me. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, drop me.
Time for us to use our power. Please do not ask for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember that. I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, there's no progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man: tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal
treatment. And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax, and my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways, get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. And if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. Also, the corner store is open at lizbrown.com. Check out the t-shirts that we have available there. There's one that I really, really think you'll like, the George Bush Doesn't Care About Black Folks. Check out that t-shirt. We call it Strange Fruit 2005. Get to the website at lizbrown.com and check out the t-shirts that we have at the corner store. My name, you want a great Kwanzaa gift? Check those out. Check those out. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. If you want to catch an hour because you've missed an hour, you can go to whiterosesociety.org. You can go to lizbrown.com to check out the guest for the week. at lizbrown.com. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. I was talking in the last hour about how I saw two movies over the... I saw a number of movies over the weekend, but two that stick out. Rented Crash and went to see King Kong. And I would... You know what? Trying to get something started here. How many of you out there... Just give me a call. Just because I'm trying to do a little focus group thing here. How many of you would be interested on a regular basis of watching movies and then having a discussion afterwards about that? How many of you would be interested in doing that? Let me know. Give me a call here at the station at 454-0400 if you would be interested, if you would come to something like that. Because I think that that would be something worth exploring. 454-0400 is the phone number. 1-877-920-WGNU. Because watching that movie Crash and watching King Kong just reminded me of how much discussion needs to go on out there, how people need to arm themselves to think and to think critically and to understand the messages. It's kind of like, you know, you got to be a superhero out here, knocking away all of this disinformation, misinformation, crazy stuff that's coming at you. You know, you got to just be woof, woof, bouncing off the stuff that's coming at you, and you got to arm your children. You got to arm your friends. You have to arm yourself. There's a whole lot of crazy stuff that's going on out here that's coming at you through the major media, whether it's television, or the news, or the newspapers, or even our entertainment, and sometimes in particular our entertainment. I saw Crash, and I will say this: that I was so furious. At the end of that movie, I was so angry at the end of that movie about the message about racism that it portrayed, that it put out into the universe. And it's the same, every single white character in that movie that was a racist was redeemed. And black people were behaving in a way that it's never been my life experience. What's the best example here? The best example is, the time that Hollywood tries to make certain, all of a sudden Hollywood is concerned about making sure that the images are the right number of black faces, right number of white faces, is when there's a prison scene. I can guarantee you that you're going to find Hollywood insisting on equal opportunity for black actors if it's a prison scene. Now, if it's a school scene, all of us, there doesn't seem to be that same energy. So here's another place that the movie Crash demonstrated that Hollywood is insistent on finding black folks. It's to show that black folks are just as racist as white folks. I am telling you, there was a character, was it Matt Dillon? And the thing about it is I've seen so many of these actors and actresses, and I enjoy their work. I like Sandra Bullock's work. I like Brandon Fraser's work. I like Matt Dillon's work. I used to love Don Cheadle's work. He was one of the producers on this, one of three producers on this. And I can't tell you how cute and fine and much I love me some Lorenz Tate. Love that man. You don't have to say nothing. I mean, you can just walk on. I'm happy with that. That's how deep my love is for Lorenz. Baby, you don't even have to act. But, so I love him. And I watched this movie with actors and actresses. I'm not crazy about the dude from Hustle and Flow. But I watched this film. And it was so disturbing. Matt Dillon played a super dead-up racist. Super dead-up racist. But he was redeemed. Sandra Bullock played a super dead-up racist. She stopped being racist after she fell down the stairs and her Hispanic maid helped her up the stairs and that cured her of her racism. You know what? You need to shut up. Because if that's the case, I say let's get them all on stairs and just start pushing people. Because apparently a fall down the stairs cures you of your racism. As if racism is something that is that easily cured. That easily fixed. It was amazing. So I would just love, because I didn't watch the Crash by myself. I had some friends over and we watched it. And the discussion that we had, I thought, was just such a necessary discussion. So I think I would like to do that with you all. To sit down and to watch these films and to talk about them. Contemporary films. Not so contemporary films. King Kong was 3 hours long. It was a long movie. But I sure would have liked to have had a discussion before and after about it. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454. Crash just really... I don't know what the heck Oprah's talking about with her Crash moment, because that movie said that racism can be cured by falling down the steps. By falling down the steps. 454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is this me, Liz?
That is you.
Hi, girl. This is Zach Key calling you from East St. Louis.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I called you earlier, but of course, my son, he was on the other line, and when I clicked back over, I think you were gone.
Okay.
Yeah, but anyway, in terms of King Kong, you said that was based up on, I think you said, colonialism. I know the movie was first put out in the 30s, you said?
33.
Okay, that's cool. So when you say that it was based upon colonialism, can you kind of give an explanation in terms of that?
Colonialism, from the perspective of that, that's just another way to say enslavement. The practice of the British, the practice of the folks from Europe to go to countries and to kill off the go to Africa and kill off black people and attempt to take over the cultures of black people in the attempt of civilizing, or with the theory of civilizing and bringing the land, and just they justified their disobedience to God and their criminal acts against innocent people, innocent African people, by saying that we are colonizing these countries. We are going in and taking the land in the name of England.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And, you know, in terms of Africa, dude, I've heard once that Africa is really not called Africa. It was named after a white man named Africanus, and it's really called the Dark Continent. You think that's true, Liz?
That it's really called the Dark Continent.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I'm just asking. I mean,
okay,
I'm
just saying I've never heard that it's really called the Dark Continent. I know that there are people that have described it in that racist way.
Okay.
So.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I hope you had a good holiday.
I had a terrific holiday. Thank you so much.
Okay, take care of his leg.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Bailey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Could you turn your radio down in the background?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, Miss Brown.
Good morning.
Just fine. Yesterday, I think it was, I saw it was in New Orleans where they had a black man surrounded the cops at him. And he had old knife, they said, and was waving his arms. And I saw where he was just going round and around. But anyway, they didn't have to kill that man.
I'm just trying to understand for a second, Bailey, if I can get the facts right from you, okay? Let me ask you a couple questions.
Yes, sir.
New Orleans, is that the same place where the school teacher was beaten to the ground because the cops in New Orleans said that he was drunk and they had no choice but to beat him?
Well,
so that's the same place, right? Recently.
Down there in New Orleans.
Yes,
yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. So we're talking about cops that they lied on this man and said that he was acting drunk when he hadn't been drinking. He was a recovering alcoholic for over 24 years. So he hadn't been drinking. So they lied about that. So these are the same cops. Now, same police force. What were the color of the cops that were that killed this man?
They was white.
Most of them were white.
Yes,
right?
Ma'am.
And Bailey, I have never had a knife pulled on me.
Mm-hmm.
I can say that, and I've never had a knife pulled on me. What do you think? Do you think that 9, 10 grown men can get a knife from a person without killing them? And let me ask you this: if you shot and killed a person, you are a group of people. Okay, and somebody pulled a knife on 9 men that look like you.
Mm-hmm.
And you shot the person with the knife. Do you think you'd have charges brought against you?
I'm quite sure they would.
I'm sure they'd bring it and work it out.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, they'd decide whether or not they were going to do anything with it, but they certainly would bring some charges against you.
Well, what I'm saying, Miss Brown, is this. All they had to do is shoot the man in the leg. Going down.
They didn't even have to do
it. Why kill him? You know what I'm saying?
Why didn't they throw a blanket over him?
Oh, ma'am. You know.
Why didn't they throw a blanket over him? Why didn't they just stay there till he got too tired to do anything?
That's true. They could have done that.
You know, just, you know, back up from him and let him just keep waving his arms until he gets tired. But, oh, that's right. They don't have time. We got to kill him because we got to go do other stuff.
Yes. You know, Miss Brown, people going to get kind of tired of this. Killing black folks in that way.
I hope so. Thank you, Bailey.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Dwight.
Yes, I was calling about the movie Crash.
Oh, yes. Did you see it?
Oh, my stepkids rented that movie, and I started watching it, but it kind of made me so pissed off seeing that, like you say, some of the actors I was liking was up in there. And I couldn't watch it no more because it just whitewashed racism like it was no big deal, like you could be cured if you just wake up on the right side of the bed and somebody helped you out that was black.
So you didn't finish watching it?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, let me ask you this. Did you see the scene where Brandon Fraser, not Brandon Fraser, yeah, it was. No, Matt Dillon. Did you see where he was the racist cop and he sexually assaulted that black woman and her husband didn't do anything about it? Did you see that scene?
No, I didn't see that scene.
Okay, he's this racist cop. He stops this black couple, and and the wife was right because she was very light skinned, and he thought it was a white woman in the car with a black man. When he discovered it was a black man, and he stopped him for no reason at all. His partner said, "Why are you stopping?" So he stopped him. He pulled the woman out, and she was cussing him out, and he started feeling her up when he was patting her down, and her husband didn't do anything. Her husband, you know, the husband said, you know, please stop that, and the cop basically made him beg to stop.
Stop
feeling on his wife. So they get in the car, the husband and the wife, of course, you know, their evening's ruined, they're at each other, she's mad at him for not defending her, he's saying, what could I have done, they were going to kill me. So you have that whole thing that this couple is going through. Do you know that same, and this is a racist cop that went off on this other woman, oh, your name is Shaniqua, well, I know I'm not going to get any blah, blah, so he was just totally, just a racist man. Do you know they made him out to be a hero in that movie?
Only in Hollywood.
Only in Hollywood.
But, you know, I also called about the...
And Kansas City and New York and Miami.
The FISA law. And, you know, it disturbed me over the weekend to see Colin Powell raise his head and say there was nothing wrong with what George Bush did.
No, it wasn't.
And then Condoleezza Rice, she defended it, talking about, well, like in 1979, we wasn't facing suicide bombers and people that was trying to blow us up.
And here's the thing. Where does the Constitution say that you get to get rid of us because of the threat that somebody says that we have?
You know, I wonder why the media never asked this one little question. Well, if you're observing people from 3 or 4 years that you say got connection to Al-Qaeda, how come they not locked up?
How come you don't have Osama?
Right. And Condoleezza go, oh, man, we was right on Osama's phone, his cellular phone.
No, you were on my cellular phone. Right. You were on my internet.
Right. They were saying that they was right on his phone, but because of New York Times article, Osama bin Laden put his phone down and didn't use it no more because of the article that came out of New York Times.
You know what, Dwight?
I'm like, they are so full of crap.
You know what, Dwight? Kiss my grits.
Right.
You a lie.
And
you
it hurt
lie.
Me to see Colin Powell after all
it
this
didn't
time,
hurt
after
me.
All of what's going on.
Didn't hurt me.
His head during Katrina, nothing else.
Didn't hurt me. Colin Powell is what I said Colin Powell was. Colin Powell is a person that said, you know what, I want to be over here, and I'm going to do everything that I can to be over here. Yeah. I ain't really one of them.
You know what, Ms. Brown?
Yes.
It hurts me because...
Don't let
to
it
me,
hurt you.
It's
don't let
for
it
black
you.
People to make excuses for white wrongdoings to black people. To me, they're worse than white folks.
Well, I don't know. I can't prioritize in terms of how, because there are too many dead or hanging black bodies from trees to equalize.
Well, I'm thinking of it in terms like just in the city of St. Louis. You know, if you see.
I consider, Dwight? I consider it a blessing. When God shows you that people are not for you and that people will do harm for you,
mm-hmm.
that's a good day. That's a good day because think of how bad it would be if you were still holding this man's hand, thinking that he was on your side, and he wasn't. That's a blessing. It's wrong. It's disgusting. It's despicable. Makes you want to spit all of that.
Right. I'm from Chicago, so being down here for about 11 years on and off, you know, a couple of years ago I seen black cops standing around while a couple of white cops was jacking up some young black men, and apparently for no reason because they let them go after they got done doing it.
Got to roll, Dwight.
All right.
Thanks for your call. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We'll be back after this. Stay with us,
5-4-0-400. Good morning, St. Louis. 33 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by JCPenney after Christmas sale. U.S. 50 at 44, look for an overturned vehicle off the roadway. There are no delays. Westbound 44 between Big Bend and Lindbergh, look for an accident. Shoulders blocked. Everything is moving well, however. Northbound 55 between Bayless and the brewery, look for no problems there. Eastbound 44 from the Raz overpass all the way to Savington, no problems there. Eastbound 40 from 141 all the way to McKnight. Everything is running smoothly this hour. Eastbound 70 from 370 to the Blanchett Bridge looks good. Northbound 270 from 55 to 44 is lighter than normal. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry to Graham Hanley looks good. Eastbound 70 at 79, look for heavy volume going on there. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge, look for no problems to report. Westbound 64 at the 5570 merge, everything is on the move. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing looks good. Northbound Route 3 from the Poplar Street Bridge, nothing to report there. Weber Road between Hildesheim and Kammerer, looking for it blocked due to a fallen light pole. That's just east of Bayless High School. Old Halls Ferry between Dunn Road and Whisper Lake. Look for their crews be out there widening the road this hour. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the JCPenney After Christmas Sale. The magic continues at JCPenney After Christmas Sale. Save 70% on all holiday decor now through Wednesday only. It's all inside JCPenney. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, not quite as cool, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming cloudy this afternoon with a high around 60. This evening, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of showers with a low in the lower 40s. Wednesday, cloudy, cooler with a 50% chance of rain. The high should be in the upper 40s. Wednesday evening, cloudy, mostly colder. And patchy drizzle in the evening with a low in the lower 30s. And moving on to Thursday, partly sunny skies with a high in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 38 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 36, both under clear skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Celebrate the new year at First Night Riverbend at Lewis and Clark Community College, 5800 Godfrey Road in Godfrey, Illinois. The festivities begin at 7 p.m. Admission is $10 in advance or $12 on the night of the event. Children under 5 are free. For more information, call 618-468-7500 or visit www.fnrblc.com. Something for the new year from Radio Free St. Louis.
Science or religion? Republican or Democrat? Politics, education, crime? Or you just want to talk about Girl Scout cookies? What's your opinion? What's your solution? Tell me, Dave Linehan on Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU. Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. Try your best.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
The Sixth Amendment says,
in all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury.
Did you know that even today, 95% of the world's jury trials are held here in America? Juries are one of the ways American society guarantees the rights of citizens on trial. It may not be perfect, but it's the best the world has to offer. Unless you don't answer your jury summons.
Has the jury reached a verdict?
Your right to a jury trial is like so many other American rights. It comes with a responsibility. We all hope we'll never need a jury of our peers, but somebody needs one every single day. We owe it to our fellow Americans to answer that call. The American justice system is the envy of the world, but it only works when we do our part. The American jury is we the people in action. It's National Juror Appreciation Week, and the American Bar Association Commission on the American Jury reminds you, do your jury duty.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Every ghetto, every city, and suburban place I've been made me recall my days in the New Jerusalem. You know it's hot, don't forget what you got. Looking back, looking back, looking back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number, 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up, you need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number, 454-6609 is the fax. And check out the website at LizBrown.com, LizzBrown.com. Check out the corner store. You can get a couple of T-shirts, Liz Brown Wake Up Call T-shirts. There's a wonderful George Bush doesn't care about black people. We call it a Strange Fruit 2005. You need to check it out. It's a fabulous T-shirt. Check it out.
454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get up, get to me. Yes, it's true. Yes, it is true. Secretary of State Colin Powell on Sunday supported government eavesdropping. Ain't that some stuff? Doesn't that just make you want to just cuss all over the place? Ain't that some stuff? Okay, and here's the thing. Here's the thing. If somebody was made a fool out of you, okay? Somebody disrespected you in front of God, CNN, MSNBC, and your mama, okay? If somebody just totally made you, and if this somebody was so awful that you quit your job because you couldn't stand to be around them anymore. And if this somebody also made the people that you cared about, the people that you had worked with, your friends, your supporters, your right-hand people, made them look bad. Are you with me? Are y'all with me? Is there anything on earth that would cause you to say to the world that anything that that son of a gun did was right? Would you come out and say anything positive for somebody that dogged you out? I don't care if they needed you to say the sky is blue. If George Bush did to me what he did to Colin Powell, made him look like a fool, and all the other stuff, do you think that I would, if George Bush said the sky was blue and they came to me to confirm that, I'd say no comment or no it ain't? Those would be my two choices. You couldn't get me to verify. You couldn't get me to co-sign on. You couldn't get me to co-sign on the theory of gravity. Or that human beings need oxygen to live. You couldn't get me. I'd say no. If he said it, I'm going to have to question it. No. Why would Colin Powell say, now, and mind you, Colin Powell's not saying something as obvious as the sky is blue. He's not co-signing on something as clear as the theory of gravity. He's coming up out of his comfortable armchair to say to the American people that the cheerleader, the dumbest kid in the classroom, the failed businessman, the failed student, the coke user, alcoholic, pretzel choking person is right to spy on Americans. Ain't that some stuff? Oh, you know, for all of you folks out there that want to keep hope alive, hope don't live here no more. In this administration, hope don't live here no more. Never did. Colin Powell said, yeah. And I quote, Colin Powell said, I see absolutely nothing wrong with the president authorizing these kinds of actions to protect the nation. You need to shut up and get the heck off. You know what? I got to get to a caller because I'm going to cuss. Absolutely nothing wrong with spying on you. Are you clear on which side of the bread that Colin Butters uses butter? Bobby Joe, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am outstanding. How are you?
I'm okay. Happy New Year.
Happy Kwanzaa. Happy New Year.
Yes. Yeah, you know, that's really great. Yes, I would like to participate in the discussion of the movies.
Okay.
Because, like, in Die Another Day, I don't think people really got the message as to how Halle Berry was used in Die Another Day, because after they get through using her, she will certainly die another day. She may not die today, but she'll die another day. And I think that's how they used her in that movie. And in Predator, did you see Predator?
It's been years since I have seen Predator.
Well, you know, there are many football players now, black running backs, who wear dreadlocks.
Locks.
Yes, wear a lock.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they portrayed the Predator alien. And when I first saw the movie, I have it as one of my collector's items. He had locks, and that was what the Predator alien had, and he was built like a running back, a football player. He was super powerful, super strong, you know, and
interesting. I said interesting.
Yeah, you should really need to look at that with maybe a new view of it. And then in Total Recall, if you remember, Benny was the black traitor. He was the cab driver.
That is correct. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And so, and then when you look at, what's the Star Wars movie, Revenge of the Star Wars?
I am not a Star Wars fan, so I don't think I've seen any of the Star Wars movies.
Well, see, that's another one you need to look at, because if you look at Billy Dee Williams, his role as Lando Calrissian with the Empire, he ended up being a traitor, a black man, a black character in black skin, who was a traitor against the Empire, and then turned around and came back to the Empire and helped them win against Darth Vader and those guys.
Okay.
And the last thing I want to ask you, Ms. Brown, is what about the issue in the 22nd Ward? I've been hearing about that situation over there in which they had 2,500 signatures on a recall effort for the alderperson over there, Jeffrey Boyd.
Yes.
And that they had dead people on the list of petitioners to recall that gentleman. They had vacant houses, all kinds of stuff like that. And I thought that was a critical issue.
Oh, I think it's a very critical issue. I think that Jeffrey Boyd should be recalled. I think that, and it's one of the issues that I, in fact, I was talking to some folks to do a show on it. I'd hope to do it this week. So stay tuned. We're going to be covering that issue.
Well, let me ask you this. I don't know much about that gentleman, but
which gentleman is that?
Jeffrey Boyd, that alder person.
Okay.
And I try to keep up with all the politics, but that used to be one of my neighborhoods. I lived at 5355 Minerva, and also on Arlington. And since I've been back over there recently, there's a lot of development, a lot of homes going up. It's much, much cleaner, and vacant buildings torn down and things like that. So before that guy got in there, it was really bad over there. Mm-hmm. And that's my neighbor. That's where my oldest daughter was
and
born.
And that's why I think it is so important to have this discussion, because we have to look at people in their completeness.
In their completeness.
We absolutely. Just the way that you broke down all the movies, you can't just look at a movie and walk away from it. You can't say, oh, that was pretty scenery. I've never seen pretty scenery like that, when the images of African people are being savaged on a number of different levels. That's the same way we have to look at the career of Jeffrey Boyd.
Exactly.
Not simply because there may be a building or two up, but we have to look at him in his entirety. How is it that you can stand and you can vote for things collectively that harm all? Because, I mean, just look at it. If a black alder person is voting in lockstep with issues that hurt all black people, and he's building some buildings in his ward, is he a good alder person?
Yeah,
don't we have to look at him in his entirety?
Yes, so let me just comment like this. I found St. Louis politics so complex that you really got to be a nuclear physicist or something to understand even Mike Mitchell down here.
Mike McMillan. No,
yeah, Mike McMillan.
It's not that complex, and we'll talk about it. It's not that deep. It's truly not that deep. 454-0400 is my phone number. We're going to take a break. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Stay with me.
Treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing too good for a boy, that's so true. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Bought you some cash.
Your award-winning Wake Up Call Global News Update is brought to you this hour by
Seven Signs Masonry. Whatever your masonry needs, they do all brickwork. These are the best hands in the business. Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. That's 618-338-2871. Seven Signs Masonry.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Tripoli, a new development in the case of five Bulgarian nurses sentenced to death in Libya. The Supreme Court of that country has overturned those death sentences, including the one against the Palestinian doctor. This means they'll be getting a new trial. They'd been sentenced to death by firing squad after being found guilty of knowingly infecting some 400 children with the HIV virus. The doctor and nurses had been in prison for 7 years and say they've been made an example of to cover up the poor hygiene practices in the hospital where they worked. The Supreme Court granted the retrial on the grounds their confessions were gained under torture. International health groups have also said the outbreak started before the team got to Libya and was most likely caused by unclean facilities. And Dateline Washington. A piece of legislation that was buried in the defense appropriations bill that was passed by the Senate last week is going to give immunity to drug companies from liability for any injuries that people may suffer from using their products. The bill will allow for no lawsuits against drug makers by people who suffer harm from vaccines. That includes first responders who have to get vaccinated under orders of the government. In essence, this new law takes away any accountability for drug companies that rush new vaccines into production and skip normal testing policies. The measure was attached to the defense bill by Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist and is widely seen as a payback to his medical field supporters. Ironically, Frist had commented to CNN after the anthrax scare on Capitol Hill back in 2001 that Capitol Hill staffers should not take an anthrax inoculation because it had potentially serious side effects. Other provisions of this bill give the Secretary of Health and Human Services the power to give drug companies sweeping immunity by declaration of a public health threat immediately or even in the future. And his decision cannot be reviewed or appealed to any court. And, strangely enough, a clear and present danger to the public is not a requirement for such a declaration. The only factor is whether vaccines will be needed. And, of course, any state laws designed to protect consumers will not be enforceable under this new bill. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update, brought to you this hour by
Seven Signs Masonry. Whatever your masonry needs, they do all brickwork. These are the best hands in the business. Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. That's 618-338-2871. Seven Signs Masonry.
Scientists and doctors are agreeing more and more that diet can determine whether a person lives a long, healthy life or a life full of unnecessary disease and even death.
I have diabetes, and after gradually changing my diet and getting more exercise, I've noticed my sugar level has become stable and my feet don't swell as much.
My blood pressure has been high for 3 years. Once I stopped eating salt and slowed down on eating oily foods, my blood pressure has gotten back to normal.
It seems like I gained weight just by looking at food. But now that I have the knowledge and most importantly the discipline to make conscious healthy choices, my whole life has changed.
Obesity, diabetes, and heart disease cause millions of deaths each year. Every 45 seconds, someone in America suffers from a stroke. Join the battle against these controllable and preventable diseases. Listen to Healthy Alternatives.
Create a healthy future today.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, and get a new attitude.
Relax with an old friend. Janet Jimenez shares places and spaces with you at WGNU.net.
And now, the Lincoln Middle School Poetry Club.
Mothers and fathers, and mothers and fathers. Mothers, daddy-os. We are your children, the apples of your eye, the acorns next to the tree. You've already given us so much, so we're not asking you to teach us Dutch. Just a phone call to our teacher. Ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding. Or volunteering in our classroom. Any involvement in our school is cooler than cool.
Ice cold.
Because studies show a little participation in our place of education increases our chances for graduation.
And we like shiny caps and gowns.
A little involvement goes a long way. For ways to get involved in your child's school, join your local PTA or visit pta.org.
A message from the Ad Council and National PTA.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Call. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Did I say that already? My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. I have a bit of a cold. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And if you want to toll-free, long-distance me, do that. 1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. Or email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. Check out the website, Liz Brown, LizzBrown.com, LizzBrown.com. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. I just got to say this one more time because it's just so despicable. Colin Powell said yes. Yes. And I want to quote. Colin Powell appearing on ABC's This Week. So let me just get this straight. He didn't crawl out of retirement to talk about Katrina. He didn't crawl out of retirement to talk about the secret CIA prisons. He didn't crawl out of retirement to talk about rendition. He didn't crawl out of retirement to talk about, I don't know. How about Karl Rove? But he crawled out of retirement to say, I see, quote, absolutely nothing wrong with the president authorizing these kinds of actions, spying on us to protect the nation. And then, in a weak way, he says, my own judgment is that it didn't seem to me anyway that it would have been hard to get the warrants. Even in the case of an emergency, you got to go do it, huh? So what's your position, fella? Are you in or are you out? Huh? Is it right or is it wrong? There is, and we have to remember, we have to remind ourselves, we have to embrace the fact that Colin Powell is the former chairman of the Military Joint Chiefs of Staff. And when he was asked the question of should the eavesdropping, should the spying continue, of course it should continue. And nobody is suggesting that the president shouldn't do this. Okay. Everybody out there in the listening audience, raise your hand. Should the president, raise your hand if you think that this should stop. Flash your lights if you think that this should stop. Warrantless spying on American citizens. Anybody out there think this should stop? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. And we will continue our conversation in the next hour. I will be back. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother. Talk to me, sister.
given to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember that. I will never say that progress has been made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, tell me, brother. Talk to me, sister.
The 920 on your AM dial, WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Michael Barr. Shopping during the week after Christmas. Where's the return line and where are the sales? Retailers are hoping the post-holiday rush will give them a fat bottom line.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
That may be true of diamonds.
Totally check it out!
But there's nothing like 3 periods of hockey on a 52-inch flat screen. Or at least an episode of Desperate Housewives. It seems most consumers save their big-ticket spending for electronics. Sales of TVs, DVDs, and digital cameras were up 11% this year, but sales of jewelry were down nearly 5%. Overall, MasterCard says retail spending rose nearly 9%. Not bad, says one analyst, but the season didn't blow the barn doors off. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
One woman is dead and 6 others were wounded after gunfire erupted on a busy street in Toronto, Canada. Police say it started when 2 men got into a dispute. They were arrested. It happened near a popular mall packed with holiday shoppers.
How do you expect this thing happening on the 26th of December? That's just brutal. That's really bad.
Police in New Orleans are having an internal investigation after a man waving a knife was fatally shot by officers. New Orleans police officer David Adams defended their actions.
These officers, they are fearing for their life. You have a subject who's lunging at them with a knife, swinging wildly at them, and they fear for their life.
Police in New Jersey continue to search for the second officer, who was in an emergency vehicle that plunged off an open drawbridge Christmas night. The body of one officer was found shortly after the accident. Authorities in Iraq say 6 police officers and 2 bystanders have been killed in clashes with gunmen. Meanwhile, an accident has claimed the lives of 2 more American service members in Iraq. ABC's Heather Nauert is in Baghdad.
2 helicopter pilots died this morning in a crash. According to the military, it was a result of non-hostile fire, but they are investigating that.
Earlier today, thousands of supporters of Sunni Arabs and secular Shiites demonstrated in the streets of Baghdad. This is ABC News.
Top 3 reasons getting organized is my New Year's resolution. 1, my tools have taken over the garage and I want it back. 2, everything in my home should have a home. And 3, I can make the most of my space for less.
For 2 days only, get our lowest price on the Rubbermaid Roughneck 18-gallon storage tote. 3 for just $10. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 12/27, U.S. only. See store for details.
What are you and your loved ones giving each other this holiday season? Not what you were hoping for? Strengthen your defenses with clinically proven Ester C, a vitamin C that works in your immune system for 24 hours, helping strengthen your immune protection until you take it again, no matter what you're exposed to. Get Advanced Protection Ester C and have a happy, healthy holiday season.
A Hollywood charity scammer is behind bars. ABC's chief investigative correspondent Brian Ross has more.
Aaron Tonkin sits in prison this holiday week, far from the celebrity world of Hollywood that got him in so much trouble. His game was to use celebrities to draw attention to big charity events. The problem was, he spent more wooing the celebrities with gifts and perks than he actually raised for the charities.
Not only pay the A-list stars, we had to pay their best friend and the friend of their friend to get to the A-list star.
But California prosecutors say Tonkin also took care of himself.
I was a con artist.
And that's why he's in prison today, revealing what he says is the truth about big stars and big charities. I'm Brian Ross, ABC News.
A new ad campaign is hoping to make people more aware of when they might be too buzzed to drive. The Buzz Driving is Drunk campaign is targeted at men ages 21 to 34. Michael Barr, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, a collision in Washington County killed two young Potosi men. The Missouri Highway Patrol reports 18-year-old Robert Nash crossed the center line on Highway 185 and struck 20-year-old David Akers head-on. Both drivers were pronounced dead at the scene. A passenger in Akers' car is hospitalized with serious injuries. A passenger in Nash's car was less seriously injured and was taken to the hospital. Missouri Congressman Todd Akin says there is a lot of work for lawmakers when they return to Washington next month. Among the issues, Akin says, is dealing with the death tax. He says the new Supreme Court judge and issues of funding for research will also be dealt with next year. Akin says he is pleased by the fact the House got a lot of work done before the winter break. He says one of the great things it was able to accomplish is reconciling the budget and passing the Armed Services Act, which funds the War on Terror as well as the military. Finally this hour, yesterday Rams interim head coach Joe Vitt once again found himself pointing to poor tackling as a primary problem in the Rams' four-game losing streak. The Rams dropped their second game of the season to division rival San Francisco on Saturday to fall to 5-10 on the year. Vitt says there are plenty of reasons the Rams are struggling, including coaching decisions.
You can't turn the ball over and you can't miss tackles the way we're doing. Expect to compete in the National Football League. The one thing I do feel bad about, I could do a better job at the half of managing the clock, managing the timeouts, and do a better job at the end of the game, whether go for it on fourth down or kick a field goal.
The Rams head out on the road to wrap up the 2005 season against the Cowboys in Dallas Sunday night. The Cowboys have a 9-6 record with slim playoff hopes still alive. This WGNU News report is brought to you by TomTom. TomTom is your portable GPS solution. It's perfect whether you're stuck in holiday traffic or for a holiday gift. Right now, get a $50 holiday rebate on a TomTom Go GPS. Available at Best Buy, Circuit City, and other fine retailers. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour, 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Friends on TVS. 40 eastbound at 70 near Highland, Illinois. There's an accident reported in a vehicle in a ditch. Northbound 55 between Carondelet and 44. No problems to report. Eastbound 44 from Williams Road all the way to Merrimack River Bridge. Look for no problems to report. Eastbound 40 between Ballas and Big Bend. Everything is on the move. Eastbound 70 from 79 all the way to Blanchett Bridge. Looks good. Northbound 270 between Sappington and Manchester. Everything's on the move. Westbound 270 between Riverview and New Florissant. Nothing to report. Westbound 5570 at the PSB looks good. Westbound 64 at the 5570 split looks good. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing, nothing to report there as well. Northbound Route 3 at the Poplar Street Bridge, everything is on the move. Weber Road between Hildesheim and Camberer, there's a report of a fallen light pole. That's just east of Bayless High School. And southbound Shackelford at Metal Trails, look for an injury accident. Traffic is getting by on the median at this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Friends on TBS. Tonight on Friends, it's the one after the Super Bowl, Part 2. Rachel and Monica do what Friends do best, fight over a guy. Find out who wins. Catch Friends tonight at 7 p.m. on TBS. Very funny. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Not quite as cool, mostly sunny in the morning, becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon with a high around 60. This evening, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of showers with a low in the lower 40s. Wednesday, cooler, cloudy, a 50% chance of rain with a high in the upper 40s. Wednesday evening, colder, mostly cloudy, patchy drizzle in the evening with a low in the lower 30s. Then on Thursday, partly sunny skies with a high in the mid 40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 37 degrees under clear skies. Lambert Field is reporting 35 and clear skies as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. So my brother, help me. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. So my brother, help me.
Time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember that. I remember saying that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the low knee.
One of the hard truths is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equality.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400. Is the phone number. Get up, get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call, Brandon.
Hey, how you doing, Miss Brown?
I'm outstanding.
Okay, I wanted to bring up a few points, and I wanted to get your opinion on two movies,
okay.
Training Day and Monsters Ball.
Monsters Ball, I lost my mind on how awful that movie was.
Right.
It's another one of those movies, I think, in the long continuum of movies when they touch upon the issue of race, that they come at it from the perspective of humanizing racism and humanizing racists and letting black people take all kinds of mess.
Right.
And Halle Berry, she was disgusting in the role.
Right.
I think the fact that she had a grown-up affair with the man who killed her husband and who was an ardent racist.
Right.
Sends a horrible, horrible, that racism is no problem. You can still, he can still be your boyfriend if you black and he a racist. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Right.
You know, and the way she treated her son was foul.
Exactly.
It was an awful, awful movie. Now, Training Day, I am conflicted because Denzel Washington is just so attractive. I'm just conflicted.
Okay.
So, you know, Denzel is so fine. I'm not the best person to assess that movie, honestly,
okay,
because he's so cute.
Well, let me give you my assessment,
okay,
of that movie.
All right.
You know, I've seen him in Malcolm X. I've seen him in many other roles. Why would Hollywood reward two outstanding actors?
Well, Halle Berry is not an outstanding actor.
Okay.
Denzel is an outstanding actor.
Okay, well, why would Hollywood reward an outstanding actor,
mm-hmm,
such as Denzel Washington for playing a crooked cop?
I agree with you. I don't disagree with that at all. You're absolutely right.
I don't know if he won an Oscar for Malcolm X or not.
Well, no, and I don't think that even the Malcolm X role was as good as, I think, Glory. Oh, well, he did win an Oscar for Glory.
Right.
What else? Now my mind has gone blank on other movies that he has done that have been far more. How about for the movie where he directed the movie?
Antoine Fisher. Well, I didn't see that.
Oh, it was glorious. It was glorious. You know, one of the things about Antoine Fisher, and again, I love movies, and I love watching black folks do movies, because
right,
every women do movies different than men. Men do movies different than women. White men, white women, black people, because it's through your eye.
Right.
And one of the things that he did in Antoine Fisher that I couldn't see, I've never seen,
mm-hmm,
a white director do this. Antoine Fisher eventually meets his mom, right?
Mm-hmm.
And his mom had left him. His mom left him in the foster care system and allowed all of these horrible things to happen to her. So he got to confront her. And he confronted her in her home. She still lived in a project. And he was talking to her. And because Denzel Washington was the director of Antoine Fisher,
mm-hmm,
his directorial debut, as it were. The mother didn't say a thing. I'm so sick of seeing the caricatures of heavy, overweight, angry black women. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a familiar face that you see on the screen.
Right.
And I believe because I've never seen it any other way, that a white director would have shown her responding to him in an angry, confrontive, or combative type of way.
Right.
Denzel Washington let the camera sit on her face while he was talking to her, just saying, "Why did you do this?" He wasn't mad. He wasn't angry. He wasn't violent. Why did he say, "I'm a good man. I learned how to speak two languages. Why didn't you love me?"
Right.
And the camera stayed on the mother's face, and you could see all of the anguish of this mother. The camera stayed on her face, and you saw tears start to run down this mother's face. Antoine Fisher kissed his mom and walked away after he said what he needed to say. It was I wept like a baby. Because you felt the humanness, you felt all of her mistakes,
mm-hmm,
you felt all of her wrongdoing, all of the bad things, all of the things that she did that hurt this man. But yet and still, she wasn't destroyed in order to tell the story of her mistakes and what she did wrong. And a black man did that.
Right.
And that was the glory of, that was the power of, that was the compellingness of a story about black folks told through the eyes of a black man who sees himself in us.
Right.
And he didn't get an Oscar for that. Denzel didn't get an Oscar.
It's crazy, you know. And also, two other points I would like to make. I'm a member of the hip-hop generation. I'm only 22.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see the movie Crash, but I know Ludacris was in it. And
have you read any of the reviews about it, Brandon?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
No, ma'am.
You need to see the movie. In fact, I think I want to have a discussion. I really do. I want to, because I saw the movie with friends.
Right.
And we sat down. I mean, it was at my home. So we talked about it afterwards. And I just would love to have that. I would love to know what you saw, Brandon, if you watched that movie Crash. Because Ludacris was in it, and Ludacris was a good little actor. He was an excellent actor, and I am still angry I'm still angry 48 hours later.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still angry about what his character was and the words that he said.
Yeah. Well, you know, when it comes to rappers in movies, well, first off, rappers, they have a bad rap anyway. You know, look at Ludacris and the Pepsi situation.
Kanye West?
No,
Ludacris.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, he was fired because Bill O'Reilly had to, you know, rally to get, you know, people to sign a petition or whatever about him, you know, discouraging women, you know, basically because he was a rapper.
He wasn't able to do it with Kanye West because Pepsi learned from the Ludacris situation.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Ludacris does a lot for children, for the Georgia community, you know, and he doesn't get any recognition for that.
How old is Ludacris?
I don't know exactly how old he is.
Is he in his 20s?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Time will tell, Brandon, in terms of the credit that people get, because Michael Jackson doesn't get credit for the stuff that he does, you know, for Blacklist. Did you know that Michael Jackson, when he bought the catalog of all the Beatles music, part of the stuff that was in there, Little Richard stuff, Little Richard had never made money off it. He didn't own his own songs. You know what Michael Jackson did?
What did he do?
He gave Little Richard, here's your stuff.
Right.
From now on, every penny of this is your money.
Right.
Okay, he doesn't get credit for stuff like that.
Right.
So I think that the fact that Ludacris doesn't get credit yet, 20-something years old, I understand that. But how do you feel, Brandon, about the statement made by Samuel Jackson about rappers as actors, that he resents the fact that Hollywood is now going to these rappers as actors, as opposed to people that are trained to be, black men that are trained to be actors?
Well, I'm a big fan of Samuel L. Jackson myself. I believe he should have won an Oscar for Coach Carter, but because it was made by MTV Films, that hurt it more than helped it. And as far as that comment goes, well, he hasn't really worked with a lot of rappers turned actors.
What do you think his point is? Paraphrase his point from your perspective, what it is that he's saying.
Well, I believe he's saying that instead of, you know, going to go get a, you know, rapper, why not go get a trained professional?
Mm-hmm. And what else? I think he's also saying something in addition to that, Brandon, because I think what he's suggesting is that Hollywood would rather see a person with no skills, a black man with no skills as an actor on the screen than a professional and doesn't have to, that you're not going to see. How many Oscar nominations are you going to get from rappers? For real.
Right.
For real.
Exactly.
You know, if all the black roles start going to people like Ludacris, who's never acted before,
right,
and people like Denzel are stepped aside, or even just really good character black actors that are out there that know how to act, if they are being pushed aside to be replaced by young rappers, what does that do for the film industry for black trained actors?
Right. And one last point.
Yes, sir.
If one successful black actor,
yes,
were to do the same thing that Mel Gibson did with The Passion of the Christ,
okay,
except made it an all black cast,
uh huh,
who would play Jesus? And I'll let you go.
Who would play Jesus?
Yeah. And I will hang up.
All right. Thank you, Brandon. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. That's the question, isn't it? That's the question. 454-0400 is my phone number. Alenzo.
Yes, ma'am. Top of the morning to you.
Good morning.
I just got in from a long day of work. I just caught you talking about Denzel Washington.
Yes.
Yeah, I liked it, that movie, Antoine Fisher. And when I watch movies like that, it brings little tears to my eyes.
I cried like a baby all the way through that movie.
Yeah. I can watch movies like that over and over. Another movie I believe he should have got an Oscar for is John Q, with the little boy who just had a heart transplant.
See, I didn't like that. I didn't like the message of John Q that I didn't like the way that he didn't get away with it at the end of the movie.
Right.
I didn't like the way that he had to go to. Why? What did he do? I didn't like John Q. I was disappointed in that.
Yeah, I want to throw another movie at you and get your thoughts on it. Bishop Jake, T.D. Jake, A Woman Dollar Loose.
Did you ever see that one? No, I haven't seen that.
Sister, if you ever get a chance to take time, get it, sit down and watch it, ma'am. I mean, it's warm. It touches like movies like that. It touches me. I'm very sensitive when I watch movies like that. And that is my comment this morning. Have a beautiful year, and God bless you.
God bless you.
You, your family, and your staff.
All right. Take care now.
Bye-bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. Ron, good morning.
Yes, how you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm all right. Now, the guy that I would like to see play Christ is Lorenzo Tate. He looks just like a black Christ.
Lorenzo Tate?
Lorenzo Tate.
Okay.
Okay.
He's so
and look,
cute.
And as regard to the movie Crash.
Did you see it?
Yes.
What did you think of it, Ron?
I thought that it was interesting because it came from another whole aspect of things.
What
was
the
it
aspect?
It was just, I mean, you had to look at things the way people look at things, and maybe, you know,
well, okay, let's
feel
can we
like,
break?
What's the little dark guy named Don something?
Don Cheadle.
Yeah. I think he's cool.
Well, you look, I have loved everything. I loved him and when he played. A movie that Denzel Washington should have gotten an Oscar for was Devil in a Blue Dress. Don Cheadle should have gotten an Oscar nomination for that. That was his breakout role. He was unbelievable in that movie based upon the book by Walter Mosley. Fabulous. Absolutely fabulous.
Now, look, I'm 35 years old.
Yes.
And I love movies like Raising in the Sun. Guess Who's Coming in There. I just like stuff that's Sidney Poitier. I'm a Sidney Poitier fan, okay?
Okay.
And I just think those are great movies.
Don't go. I just want to talk to you about Crash just for a minute.
Okay,
just for a minute. Okay?
Yeah.
Every white character, every racist white character in that movie was redeemed. Everyone. And every black, there was not a single black character that was not made into a racist and then not redeemed.
Well, I don't know if this sounds educated or not or sounds stupid or not, but the white actors in that movie, I don't like none of them anyway.
Really? I like Sandra Bullock. I thought Sandra Bullock is a good actor.
I don't like her. She does nothing for me.
Okay. But their personalities or their acting as actors aside, the white, just take their names off of it. Every single white character in that movie that was a racist was redeemed. And not a single black person was redeemed. Indeed, they were made worse. They were made into racists.
Right. You're right.
You know, I mean,
Ludacris' part in the movie, I thought he was redeemed because he really could have been in some serious trouble. Think about it.
But no, I am thinking about what Ludacris' character, but think about this. Ludacris was telling the absolute truth about racism in this country, wasn't it?
And I love that part.
But you also have to factor in, Ron, look at the role that they put. He was also completing and validating every racist stereotype of black people.
Right.
So you can't have both of those things together and have a positive result of it.
Now, what I like about Ludacris' part, his script was, right off the top, he came off with it. As soon as they came out that little restaurant.
But understand, he was everything that he said the racists look at him as.
Yeah.
And so... It negates all of the stuff that he was saying. How can you say that it's stereotypical? Why do you look at us like that? And you are what racists would say you are. So it negates that.
Yeah.
No, his character was that. His character was everything when that woman clutched her husband's arm because she thought that black man was going to do something to him because she was black. She was right, wasn't she? He did.
But I'll tell you the truth, though. I've seen some black officers do that to white women and black women. I've seen it.
The reason why
I even called you is because it's mixed up. It's like you're taking a big spoon in a Kool-Aid jar and you're stirring it up. And the way I look at it is, I look at everybody. I just look at everybody the same way.
And that's what Hollywood wants you to think. They want you to think that there are just as many black racists are out there as there are white racists. They want you to think of black people's racism in the same way that you think of white people's racism. They want to eat. That's the only thing that Hollywood wants to equalize, that you're just as bad as a... Nuh-uh. Nuh-uh.
So we're being brainwashed.
That's the attempt.
Big time.
That's the attempt. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Liz.
All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, No problemo. Revolution@LizBrown.com. That's revolution@LizBrown.com. Don't forget we are archived daily at WhiteRoseSociety.org. WhiteRoseSociety.org. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. We're going to take a break. I'm Liz Brown. We'll be back after this. Stay with us. 454-0400.
Spend it all. I have not money. We make it. For we see you take it. Oh, make me wanna holler the way they do my life. Yeah. Make me wanna holler the way they do my life. This ain't living. This ain't living. No, no, baby.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at the Sowers traffic and weather. Sowers traffic is sponsored by Heat Up St. Louis. Northbound 55 between Loughborough and Lafayette, no problems reported. Eastbound 44 at Antire and 270, everything's on the move. Eastbound 40 between Spady and Clayton Skinker, look for no problems there. Eastbound 70 from Mid Rivers Mall, all the way to the Blanchett Bridge looks good. Northbound 270 from Gravoy to Clayton, everything is on the move. Westbound 255 from Jefferson Barracks all the way to Lindbergh, no problems there. Westbound 270 from Lilac to Washington Elizabeth looks good. Westbound 5570 from Illinois 111 to the Poplar Street Bridge, everything is moving well. Westbound Kingbridge traffic before Laclede's Landing, nothing to report there. Weber between Hildesheim and Kammerer, look for that be blocked due to a fallen light pole that's just east of Bayless High School. Southbound Shackleford at Meadow Trails, there's an injury accident, traffic's getting by in the left lane. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Heat Up St. Louis. Use your credit card this holiday season and give the gift of warmth. Help Heat Up St. Louis at heatupstl.org. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Not quite as cool. Mostly sunny this morning. Becoming cloudy this afternoon with a high around 60. This evening, mostly cloudy. A 40% chance of showers with a low in the lower 40s. Moving on to Wednesday, cooler. Cloudy. A 50% chance of rain with a high in the upper 40s. Wednesday evening, cloudy. Mostly colder. And patchy drizzle in the evening. Low in the lower 30s. And moving on to Thursday, partly sunny skies. A high around 40. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 37 degrees under clear skies. Lambert Field is reporting 38. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Hello, this is Mel St. Clair.
And this is Stella Doris.
Inviting you to join us on Sunday mornings for the Sweet Sounds of Music
and Gloria Songs of Inspiration broadcast.
Every week we bring you the best in gospel music.
Plus the most up-to-date church calendar news in St. Louis that you can use.
We even have guests drop in and visit us from time to time.
Yes, you never know what's going to happen.
So make it a part of your Sunday morning listening. That's the Sweet Sounds of Music.
And the Gloria Songs of Inspiration.
With Mel.
And Stella.
Sunday mornings from 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
right here on WGNU.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@wgnu.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
Do you receive Medicare and take prescription drugs? Beginning January 2006, Medicare will provide much-needed drug coverage. Regardless of income, seniors will finally have an affordable plan for medicines. Enrollment begins November 15th. Understand your options so you can make an informed choice. For more information, call 1-800-MEDICARE or visit www.medicare.gov. This message is brought to you by the Visiting Nurse Associations of America and your local VNA.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
The Sixth Amendment says,
in all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury.
Did you know that even today, 95% of the world's jury trials are held here in America? Juries are one of the ways American society guarantees the rights of citizens on trial. It may not be perfect, but it's the best the world has to offer. Unless you don't answer your jury summons.
Has the jury reached a verdict? Reached a verdict.
Your right to a jury trial is like so many other American rights. It comes with a responsibility. We all hope we'll never need a jury of our peers, but somebody needs one every single day. We owe it to our fellow Americans to answer that call. The American justice system is the envy of the world, but it only works when we do our part. The American jury is we the people in action. The American Bar Association Commission on the American Jury reminds you, do your jury duty.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
There's a new world coming, and it's just around the bend. There's a new world coming. This one's coming to an end. There's a new voice calling, and you can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger with every day that passes by.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get up. Get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Liz. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Bob.
Yeah, Liz, you know, that movie Crash, the day it opened, the day it premiered, I saw it at that show. I was the first one there to see it. But I'm trying to remember, is that the one where, for a minute, the movie had you suspense about that little girl that got shot?
Yes.
That was. You know what, Liz?
Yes.
If you listen to Liz Brown's show, you guys need to go rent Crash. The guy that said he started and didn't finish, he missed something.
What did he miss?
He said he started watching it, but he cut it off because he didn't think it was that good. One of the callers back that said
I know which one. So what did he miss?
Oh, he just missed a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, he said he cut it off at the beginning. And it's just so much just different stuff there. I mean, about the movie, like you said, about how just with a quickness, how Richmond is all over
with
no problem.
That's right.
You know.
That's right.
You really need, the audience need to really rent that movie. I'm serious.
It is. It is every single white racist in the movie. And these are self-identified. These are the people that make no bones about their racism. They make absolutely no bones about their racism. This is not an interpretation. They clearly are saying that they are racist.
Right.
Every one of them was redeemed.
Right. Liz, here's what gets me right here.
And apparently all you got to do is fall down the stairs and hurt your ankle, and then all of a sudden you're not racist anymore.
See? But Liz, here's what gets me right here. Some of the actors in that movie, before the movie came out, I liked a whole lot. And it looked like to me they said, you know what, I read the script, I don't think I want that. Because they got so much power that they could have said, no, I don't want to be involved because it may change with the way people. But the greed of a dollar, like Sandra Bullock and Matt Dillon, I mean, it just makes you, and you know what, for them to play that role that good, it made me think a little bit.
You do have that thought going through your head.
And my second question is, let's say Bush is impeached, and while he's impeached, they find something on Cheney that he done, and he's you're right, he's got to be out of there. Who would fall next in the presidency? That's all I want to ask you because I didn't know that.
I think that the person that falls in next, is it Bill Friss?
Okay.
It's either Bill Friss or the senator from Alaska.
Okay, right, because now they're talking about indicting Cheney on some stuff.
Yeah, well, they should have been talking about it. And I just want to get back to the movie Crash just for a moment.
Okay.
Because that's the discussion that my friends and I had about this, that we do. I like Sandra Bullock. I like Matt Dillon. I do. I like him a lot as an actor. I've watched a lot of movies with him. I've watched Brandon Fraser. I liked him. And I sure hated Tony Danza. In that movie. Ooh, I hated him. I hated him.
You see what I'm saying?
I hated him. He was so dead on. I'm like, dang, Tony, I don't think I've ever seen you do drama before. You were dead on with that racist role.
That movie too was, we keep forgetting Lorenz Tate.
I know.
At the end, when he opened up his hand and he had that in his hand.
Don't give away the movie. I know.
That just... I mean, but I didn't know what to do. I mean, my mouth was just hanging. My wife's mouth was hanging. We just was like, oh, my God. The audience, you have got to please rent it. For your New Year's party, rent that movie.
It is certainly a movie of discussion. And I don't like what's his name anymore. And I haven't for a while.
Uh-huh.
The guy that's in Hustle and Flow.
I hated
him in that movie. I don't like him now. I don't like him now because they took advantage of you and you let them. Oh, you can go beat up a black person.
You can go
beat up a black person, but you're not going to get the people that are really doing something to you.
Okay, here's my comment about that. This guy, the one we're talking about that you don't like, this guy is supposed to be the modern day Billy Dee Williams. He could easily look at that and say, you know what, Hollywood, I don't want that. But the greed... With the clout that he has, and he took that part. I would say no, just give it to somebody else because you're too good at it.
Well, I'm not good at it, Liz. Well, just like you said, with the other characters, ooh man, why you're too
that
good?
Made me think.
Well, he's too good at being being a pushover.
He's too excellent at it, Liz.
Yes,
he's got too much clout.
What I'm saying is. You played the role of a pushover so convincingly. So convincingly that I believe that you are a pushover.
That's my point.
Okay.
They say it was an old thing about Hollywood. They say the people that play the roles that they are, it's because they really are what they play.
I don't know. I'm not going to go that far because that's what acting is all about. That's the skill level of an actor. That's not to say that some people. I mean, I think that some people that play there's a technical phrase that's a cuss word that I can't use, but that play really, really bad people, they have some of that in them. I don't know. If you can play some people play a jerk so well because they are a jerk.
Right.
Okay.
Some
people do that.
Oh boy.
Okay. Thank you.
Please get the movie, people.
All right.
Have a good New Year, Liz.
Take care. You too, Bob.
Okay.
454-0400 is my phone number. Charles. Good morning.
Hey, Liz. I don't want you to give out no wrong information, but the Speaker of the House is third in line behind the Vice President.
But see, I've also heard that that it would be the guy from Alaska.
The Majority Leader?
Yeah, not the Majority Leader. No, the guy with the highest.
The Majority Leader.
Okay, so it would be Dennis Hassert?
Right, Dennis Hassert, Speaker of the House.
Okay.
Third.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you for that, Charles. Happy New Year. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. I adore movies. I go to all kinds of movies. I absolutely do. And I am, in fact, when I was teaching at Webster, that's one of the things that I taught was a course on images of people, men, women, gay, black, white, how the media, cultural diversity in the media, how the media uses imagery, a certain type of imagery, consistently, and the impact of that type of imagery on our views and our understanding of our place in the world and of each other. Movies are powerful, powerful teachers. Movies teach people, and this is one of the exercises I would take my students through in my course when I would teach them. I would ask them, we would take an hour to go around the classroom and talk to, because most of my students, 90% of the kids that I taught were white kids at Webster. And we would take this exercise, and I would ask them, how many books do you think that you've read in your lifetime? Most of these kids were anywhere from 19 to 24, how many books that you've read. And each one of them would go through about how many books they thought that they'd read in their lifetime. And I'd go through how many doctors have you seen, how many employers have you had, how many jobs have you had. This entire exercise of things that have an impact in our lives, whether we dwell on them or not. And then I would ask them, how many books have you read by black authors? How many books have you read about black people by black authors? How many books have you read about black people by white authors? Then I would ask them, how many black teachers have they had? How many black lawyers had you had representing you? How many black doctors have you had? How many black ministers have you had? And how many white, how many ministers you've had that are not black? And the numbers that we would get, some students would say, I've read 500 books in my lifetime here today. Three of them were written by black people. Then I would ask them, how many movies have you seen with black people in them? The numbers would jump hugely. How many television shows have you seen with black people in them? Then I would ask them, what kind of neighborhoods do you live in? Do you live in neighborhoods that are mostly white or mostly black? So when we finish this exercise, invariably, most of the students in my class would have to see that most of the messages, most of the information that they get about black people come from either television or the movies. Because that's where most of their life experience with black people come from. I mean, and if all of us were honest and interested in our lives, if you would do that little exercise, you would also, most people would, conclude that most of the information that they get about black folks in this country doesn't come from their neighborhood daily exchanges with black folks, doesn't come from their daily exchanges on the work site with black people. Most authority figures in your life, most white people have never had a black person and an authority figure over them, black boss. Black superior, been hired by a black person. Never black preacher, black lawyer, black doctor. So when you add up your life experiences, where does my, because most white people would tell you, yeah, I know about black people this, 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 and this. Well, where'd you get this information from? And when you break it down, it's not because you've read about black people, and not because you've been taught about it in school, never taken a course in school about black people, came from television. And that's why it is so critical, y'all. That's why I'm so on it. And that's why everybody should be so on it about the images and the messages that come from television, TV shows, and the movies. My name is Liz Brown. I see you on the phone. I know you want to talk to me. I ain't done here yet. We'll get to you. We're taking a break. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me.
Update. Dateline Beijing. The Chinese government has announced plans to produce 1 billion doses of a new vaccine it has just developed to protect its people from bird flu. The vaccine can be applied by injection, through nasal spray, or eye drops, and can even be mixed into drinking water. It took Chinese scientists 4 years to come up with this new vaccine. The country is the second biggest poultry meat producer on the planet and is trying to vaccinate all farm poultry in the country to prevent new outbreaks of the bird flu strain. In the last 2 years, there have been 140 reports of people being infected by the bird flu in Asia, and 73 of them have died. China also says it has vaccinated nearly 7 billion birds in the country so far. And Dateline Washington. President Bush issued an executive order last week giving white-collar federal employees a pay raise of over 3% for next year. The hike is composed of a 2.1% across-the-board raise that goes with an average 1% increase that is dependent upon what part of the country the employee is located in. The administration was opposed to a 3% raise for civilian workers because it cost too much money. Speaking of federal employees, a House Senate committee also agreed on language that will require government agencies to let in-house employees set up a team and defend their jobs against outsourcing if more than 10 jobs are involved. Missouri Senator Kit Bond was one of the Senate members who pushed for that provision. And in one more related employee note, federal retirees covered under civil service will be getting a 4.1% hike to their pensions beginning in 2006. That's the biggest increase in 14 years. Workers in the federal employees' retirement system, however, will not be getting that much. They only receive 3.1%. This is your wake-up call global news update.
Every day, Progressive does something that's, well, progressive. They have this real-time ticker on their website. It shows their rates for car insurance and the rates of their top competitors, like State Farm and Allstate. Right now on Progressive.com, you can see actual rates that people are getting. Sometimes Progressive Direct is the lowest. Sometimes they're not. If they're this helpful when you're shopping for car insurance, imagine how they'll be once you're a customer. Visit Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE today. Progressive Healthcare Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio, available in most states and situations.
Every weekend, your gospel voice of choice can be found on the World Wide Web at WGNU.net.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger with a personal invitation for you to join me from 2 to 4 every Monday through Friday afternoon on WGNU. It is so great to be back in the St. Louis area, and I'm looking forward to talking with you here at Radio Free St. Louis about your personal, work, and family problems and issues. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA, that's 1-800-DR-LAURA, and let's take on the day. Join me, Dr. Laura Schlesinger, 2 to 4, Monday through Friday afternoons on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Once upon a time, in a small cottage, lived a boy named Chuck. One day, Chuck heard a knock from inside the wall.
Who is it?
He cried, for Chuck cried rather easily.
It is I, the energy hog, over here,
said a voice. Now, an energy hog is what you have when people waste energy. Chuck ran to tell his family.
There's a hog in our house,
exclaimed Chuck.
That's no way to talk about your Aunt Melba,
said his mother, and sent him to his room.
That does it,
said Chuck. He raced to his computer and logged on to energyhog.org.
I'll just have to get rid of it myself.
At energyhog.org, Chuck played cool games and learned to use energy wisely. He learned that by switching to better light bulbs, he had the power to rid the cottage of the evil energy hog forever.
I'm leaving, but I shall return,
vowed the hog.
Don't count on it, bacon breath,
vowed Chuck. And the moral of the story is, to use energy wisely, log on to energyhog.org, or a switch in time, save swine.
This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Oh, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. Get to me. Anthony, you're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I'm calling about the guy that was talking about the racism. Actually, if you look at it from a logical perspective, being unplugged from this matrix that we live in, blacks can't be racist because racism is a system of power. Blacks have no power to suppress anybody, to control anything, let alone, you know, produce a mass racist.
Can black people be bigoted? Sure, black people can be bigoted. Sure, they can. Sure, they can.
Yes.
Racist? No. No. All right. Thank you, Anthony.
Okay, you have a blessed one.
All right, you too. 454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Is it me?
Yes, you.
Oh, I was just calling about, did the global news before the last one came on about the provision that Bill Fisk put in there that you couldn't sue drug companies?
That is correct.
Oh, So what was, can I get a reprint of that?
A reprint of the Global News Report?
Yeah.
What you can do is you can go to whiterosesociety.org and download today's show.
Okay.
Okay? Or you can also contact the station and get a copy of the show as well.
Okay.
On CD.
So what do you think about that? Is that
We've already talked. We've talked about this. We talked about this coming down the pike. That's outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous that firefighters that are experimented on by drug companies, if they suffer illnesses, if their families suffer illnesses as a result of the experimentation done on them with these vaccines, they can't sue the people that have done that. That's outrageous.
And wasn't he in line for some kind of other...
He's under investigation right now. Yes, he is.
Okay,
Senator
thank
Chris.
You.
My pleasure. Take care. 454-0400 is my phone number. Jay, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. I tuned in late, but I heard your questioning, the questions that you just had on the last segment before you went to break.
Those were questions that I would ask of my students when I was teaching at Webster in the cultural diversity course that I taught.
The questions, I have